A sheriff in Oklahoma, Terry Sue Barnett, made some news this week when she stood before a small crowd of reporters and announced that she was resigning because of poor conditions at the Nevada County Jail. Then her undersheriff, all the deputies, most of the jail staff, the head dispatcher, and the canine officer also quit. Earlier this month, an auditor from the American Correctional Association toured the jail and found enough problems to fill out a 69-page report. Sheriff Terry Sue Barnett is here. Should I just call you Terry Sue? I don't call you Sheriff anymore, do I?
That's right. You can just call me Terry Sue.
Well, how does that feel?
I feel fine. I did what was right, and I'm humbled that my staff followed me.
Yeah, they sure did. And why? What were the problems with the jail?
Number one, it's a 100-year-old building. There is mold problems in that jail. And on the 28th of February, they had a carbon monoxide leak with levels that were tested at 18. It's my understanding 20 is fatal. All inmates, we evacuated, and we also had four employees that were actually taken to the hospital for carbon monoxide poisoning. And I've been documenting that jail since I took office on the 9th of November. And once I was in office, an inmate advised me that he had opened one of the doors to the general population, and a 6-inch green snake fell on his head. There's numerous plumbing problems, sewer gas problems. They've never, ever stated or found out what exactly caused the carbon monoxide.
You've said you don't have the budget to fix this, but also a judge threatened to hold you in contempt of court if you didn't reopen the building and bring all the inmates back. You've told reporters when you made this, what was stunning to the county announcement, that you think there's something of a good old boy mentality in the county. Is that what you think is happening here?
I know that's what's happening, yes.
How so?
There was some thought in that county that if they lost their jail, that they would be absorbed by another county. But you cannot house prisoners in that kind of facility because it's a health risk.
Well, not only a health risk. You say it doesn't comply with constitutional standards for imprisonment.
You are correct.
This has got to be a wound in the community, even though I'm presuming a lot of the people who are following you out the door are men. Your thoughts on how this gets healed?
I truly believe that opening the jail is not the proper solution. I spoke with Commissioner LaRue this morning, who has stated to me that the interim sheriff has stated that they're going to go in and paint everything and that they feel they can bring somebody in that will actually, you know, it will pass inspection, which is also another problem in Oklahoma. Through the Department of Health, we have a jail inspection division with 1.5 people to cover the entire state. And these jail inspections, quote unquote, have been called a joke.
So for now, the problem still exists. Terry Sue Barnett, former sheriff of Nevada County in Oklahoma. Terry Sue, let us know what happens.
Okay, we can keep you posted.
Thank you.
Thank you.